Iraq, your weather forecast says it'll be partly cloudy but windy today, a high only near 60. The issue of enforcing the current ordinance discussed at this week's Mount Pleasant Village Board meeting after trustees delayed a vote on proposed changes to the rules regarding campers and boats and trailers and where they can be parked in residential areas. The proposed changes would have allowed folks to park campers and other vehicles in front of their homes between May and November. Right now, they can only be parked in the side or the backyards. After expressing a number of concerns, the board decided to send the whole thing back to the Plan Commission. Village Administrator Kurt Wallen noting there's been a moratorium on the issuance of citations as this proposal works its way through the system.
I think that at the same time it goes back to committee that we have to consider going back to enforcing the ordinance that's on the books. It's creating a problem for us here.
Development Director Logan Martin noting the village needs to come up with some kind of an enforcement plan.
So we can sit down, perhaps the police department can assist with that because it is a parking issue. Although it's on private property, it's a little bit different than street parking. The reason it's complaint driven is we're not patrolling the village looking for issues to write violation notices on or write citations on.
Trustee Rick McCluskey took note that residents can still call police to complain about vehicles that they believe are illegally parked under the village's current ordinance. Owners of a wide range of exotic animals, well, they could face some new restrictions with a bill that's making its way through the state legislature, and it's from State Senator Van Wongard.
Non-native big cats, including lions and tigers, non-native bears, including brown bears and polar bears, apes, including gorillas, chimpanzees, and gibbons, and crocodilians, including alligators, crocodiles, and caimans.
Current owners could keep them, but they would have to register the animals with local officials. That bill got a hearing at the Capitol yesterday, and a number of zoo leaders and animal welfare groups supporting it. Representative Dale Kuyenga is among a group of lawmakers. They want to update state compensation for anybody who's wrongly convicted in the state.
How much money is it worth missing the birth of your child? For not being able to develop your career, for having your mother think that you're a rapist or a murderer and all your friends. How much money is that worth? You can't put a dollar on that.
A bipartisan bill would increase the current amounts, the nation's lowest right now, up to $50,000 annually with $1 million cap. Wongard among many co-sponsors to that measure. Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr is going to be taking a leave of absence, recovering from back surgery, which will leave top assistant Luke Walton as the head coach of the NBA champs on an interim basis. Kerr had the procedure to repair a ruptured disc in late July, had some follow-up in September. No timetable for his return. They'll raise the banner for the championship October the 27th, opening up the season against the Pelicans. A special ad hoc committee investigating possible breakaway from Racine Unified, represented by trustees from the village boards in Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, and Sturtevant, has been told by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance that in terms of requested information affecting all three communities, the cost would be a total of about $45,000. Divided by three, that would mean $15,000 budgeted by each governing body for 2016. Caledonia's budget proposal has well over that amount. No word yet on Mount Pleasant, while Sturtevant representatives indicated previously that their budget would include funding for the study. Voters in both Caledonia and Sturtevant, in referendum, you might remember, supported proceeding on the pursuit of a school district separate from Racine Unified, while Pleasant voters did not have that chance. The Women's Resource Center in Racine is getting closer to officially opening up its second facility at a former school in the town of Dover. Executive Director Sherry Griffin says the Healing House, as it's being called, going to start out with offices to provide needed services, and needed renovation will lead to the shelter portion potentially opening the first part of next year. Meanwhile, Griffin says their fundraising campaign continues and they would welcome any donations. The Women's Resource Center has been in talks for the past few months to purchase the old Dover Center grade school on Church Road. The owner of a New Berlin construction company going to be on probation for 2 years and will spend 6 months on house arrest. The reason? Not paying his employees federal prevailing wages on a housing project. Scott Watry sentenced for a wage fraud conviction. Federal prosecutors asked for a year and a day behind bars. Defense attorneys for the owner of Watry Homes argued probation and house arrest were appropriate. The judge took note the defendant had no criminal record but said his reputation had already been destroyed. A major traffic tie-up late yesterday afternoon at Green Bay Road and 128th Street in Pleasant Prairie near the Illinois line involved five people, including two children, being transported to hospitals from a two-vehicle collision. The children, listed as being 8 and 11 months old, transported by Flight for Life. A 36-year-old man later taken via helicopter to a hospital, and then the drivers of the two vehicles went to hospitals via ambulance. extent of the injuries and conditions were not provided. That crash tied up emergency responders for hours, also creating a major backup from detours. A last-minute design change for the dialysis center at Washington Avenue and West Boulevard in West Racine found its way to the City Plan Commission this week, even though that facility has been completed and it's about to open. Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski explaining the request for tinted glass on the windows there. Well, it goes toward better accommodating the patients.
A low level of tint. The building itself carries on the window themes of the second and first floor of the West Racine area. The building construction fits in well with the brick and different patterns of brick and false windows. To complement the existing windows.
Clear glass usually creates a much more inviting streetscape, and it helps to maintain architectural continuity of a neighborhood. But with the nature of this particular business, Sadowski called the lightly tinted glass on the dialysis center windows a good compromise. Former Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Vice President Brenda Hicks Sorensen fired from her job after 8 months as the Economic Development Director for Nebraska. The Lincoln Journal-Star reporting Governor Pete Ricketts announced the firing shortly after ConAgra Foods said it was moving its headquarters to another state. Hicks Sorensen oversaw a $500,000 loan from the WEDC to a failing construction firm before she left for Nebraska. Oh, and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation going to do a little trade mission to China January 8th through the 16th. The agency now looking for companies to go along. Another meeting with state lawmakers, as well as some outreach to a couple of communities looking to perhaps create a school system separate from Racine Unified, on the agenda in the coming weeks for members of the Board of Education. Julie McKenna indicating all six area lawmakers have committed to the gathering just over a week from now at Case High School.
And that will be October 12th at 4:30 at Case High School. I believe the public can be invited there, but there won't be any public input. And following that meeting, there will be a tour through the new field house.
McKenna adding that there are also plans for November to have a get-together or two with the leadership from Caledonia and Mount Pleasant to talk about issues of concern. September's report on jobs from the U.S. Department of Labor out today suggesting the amount of growth, it was just okay.
Just 142,000 new net jobs were created in the U.S. in September, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's considerably lower than the around 200,000 many analysts expected. Unemployment held steady at 5.1% for the month. The less-than-predicted hike in employment might cool down expectations the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates later this month. The labor participation rate, on which Republicans will focus in citing lackluster growth, dropped slightly, indicating fewer people trying to find work. Part-time work increased slightly. Bob Costantini, Washington.
And today's the fourth annual Manufacturing Day nationwide. Ed Udell with the Fabricators and Manufacturers Association says there are more than 2,000 events taking place. You can look online at mfgday.com.
Folks can go inside of manufacturing locations and begin to see and understand the value of manufacturing to their communities, as well as career opportunities available to people who need to be recruited into manufacturing.
He says Manufacturing Day creates exposure for the industry, shows the value of manufacturing products. He also adds that millions of jobs will be opening up in the next 10 years as baby boomers retire. A resolution seeking to retain a qualified architectural firm to perform a comprehensive study of the historic rehabilitation and preservation of Kenosha Southport Beach House, where fixing and or repairing the roof has dominated this year's discussion. That is being supported by the city's Historic Preservation Commission. In discussion, Lydia Spotswood, citizens' comments portion of the meeting, suggested a comprehensive study would provide a unified look at that facility versus a piecemeal approach.
Everything from drainage, structural elements, the tie-in of the brickwork to the actual structure, roofing elements, or all of the building penetrations, all of these things have to be looked at. And the best way to get a comprehensive analysis is to put an architectural firm in front of it that has specific experience in historic restoration and design.
Commissioner Merrica Phillips called it logical and what should be done, noting the county and Kenosha Unified went this route on their respective projects. Resolution will be going through a couple of committees before eventually winding up before the city council. A fairly expensive piece of surveying equipment, which allows for just one worker to get the job done versus the usual two-person team, that's being supported for purchase by the Racine Public Works and Services Committee. Assistant DPW Commissioner and City Engineer John Rooney said that with a lost position this year due to a council decision, the purchase will allow more work to get done, noting it's been difficult for us to keep up with just four technicians.
This essentially allows to have two survey crews working because we can have two person on the traditional two-man crew. We can have another technician surveying by themselves, and we can have someone in the office dumping all the CAD files and starting all the baseline drawings. So it's an expensive piece of equipment. It's about half of what you pay a technician a year, and it doesn't call in sick.
Rooney noting this was going to be in the 2016 budget request anyway. It's $36,500, the recommendation going to the council. And big doings at Carthage College tomorrow, 10:30 in the morning, the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new Center for the Natural and Social Sciences. Tours from 9 till 10 a.m. and again after the ceremony, the parade through the campus from 11 a.m. till noon, followed by the homecoming football game. Class of 1965, first to graduate, holding its 50-year reunion. And Carthage also with a big kickoff of a major fundraising campaign. AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy, windy today, high near 60. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.